Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever I listen to the podcast. This Pastor Edu coming away this morning with the Word of God. God have been so gracious to us, and His mercies endureth forever. In my Bible, turn with me to the Gospel according to Luke. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse number 38. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 1, verse number 38. I read for the King James Version of the Scriptures. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. The Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 1, verse 38, for the King James Version. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Thy word. I have cited today's podcast as thy word is very often used in the scripture. It has a powerful connotation. In fact, I would like to talk about thy word used by certain individuals in the scriptures, their situation, and what happened to them by all thy word to have its way in their life. Hallelujah. Thy word. The word in the context of Luke chapter 1 verse 38 is rhema. Is rhema in the Greek. In the context is rhema. It is spoken word or utterance. Hallelujah. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the word thy word there is rhema. Spoken word. Or utterance. Hallelujah. Now let's consider some persons in the scripture who allowed the word rhema to have its way in their lives. Hallelujah. We shall consider under which circumstance did they all allow the word to take precedence in their lives. Hallelujah. The first person I want to consider today, this morning, is Peter. Peter had an encounter with Jesus Christ. In fact, after toiling all night without a catch, Peter allowed the word of God to have precedence in his life. Hallelujah. In Luke chapter 5, verse number 5, and Simon Peter answering and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Hallelujah. Thy word. Peter acted on belief and on the word of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5, verse number 6. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets break. Hallelujah. "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Hallelujah. This morning, if we allow the word of God to saturate our heart and take precedence of our hearts, then whatever we ask God by His word, it will be done unto us. Hallelujah. Peter was an experienced fisherman, but never realized that he can have a bumper harvest during the day. Peter was an experienced fisherman, but never realized that he can have a bumper harvest just at the shore and not in deep sea. Hallelujah. "But by thy word, I will let down the net." Hallelujah. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. Hallelujah. And their net break. Hallelujah. May the word of God saturate our heart and fulfill whatever promise God has for us. Hallelujah. Another person want to consider who allowed the word of God take precedence in his life is the centurion. The servant of the centurion was sick. In fact, the servant of the centurion was very sick or ill and needs healing. The centurion who was willing to allow Jesus to go to his house, he was unwilling at all. He wasn't willing to allow Jesus Christ to go to his house because he was not worthy. He only needed the word from Jesus. Hallelujah. the centurion. We can have the account in Matthew chapter 8, verse number 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse number 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. The word, thy word, rhema, spoken word. Hallelujah. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. May the spoken word, rhema of God, bring us healing. May the spoken word, rhema of God, bring us salvation. May the spoken word, rhema of God, bring us healing in all our endeavors. Hallelujah. May the spoken word of God, rhema, restore to us any financial losses in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thy word. The centurion, the servant was very ill and needs healing. The centurion was not willing to allow Jesus to go to his house because he was not worthy. He only needed the word from Jesus. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see another person who allowed the word, spoken word, rhema, take precedence in his life. And this is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Just before his arrest, Christ went up to the mountain as usual to pray. And he repeated the word, thy will be done, several times. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. The word of God be done in the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's see the account in Matthew 26, verse 44. Matthew 26, verse number 44. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Hallelujah. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Spoken word of God, rhema, be done in the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He says, before his arrest, went up to the mountain as usual to pray. And he repeated the word, thy will be done, several times. And he left them and went away and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Hallelujah. The disciples were not able to stay with Christ for long. Christ went up to the mountain to pray. And when he came back, he realized they were asleep. He came by three times, realized they were asleep. And he left them and went again and prayed a third time, saying the same words. Hallelujah. The word, spoken word, rhema. Hallelujah. Let's see another person who also allowed the word of God, the rhema, spoken word, to take precedence in his life. That was Peter when he denied Jesus. Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus. When Jesus narrated how he would be arrested and killed, Peter stood out of all the disciples that they would never forsake Jesus. Jesus told Peter. Peter denied Jesus Christ on several occasions. Peter denied Jesus Christ on several occasions. When Jesus narrated how he would be arrested and killed, Peter stood out all the disciples that they will never forsake Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus told Peter, the cock will not crow thrice and you will deny me. The same word came to pass. Hallelujah. In Mark chapter 14, verse 72. Mark chapter 14, verse number 72. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crew twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter denied Jesus Christ. The word of Christ came to pass in Mark chapter 14, verse number 72. And the second time the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, before the cock crew twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Hallelujah. Let's see another person who allowed the word of God, rhema, spoken word, to take precedence in her life. Hallelujah. Mary. The miraculous birth of Jesus Christ through the Virgin was possible by the word of God. Mary, without any intercourse, becomes the mother of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1, verse 38, which coincidentally happened to be the sermon text for today. Luke chapter 1, verse number 38. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Thy word, spoken word, rhema. Spoken word, rhema. Behold, and Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thy word, spoken word, rhema. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. If you allow the word of God, the spoken word, and the written word, logos, to saturate our hearts, we will live life expected of us. Hallelujah. Now, how to make the word of God, how to make the word effective in our lives? How to make the word effective in our lives? So consider one or two. Act in faith. Whenever we act in faith, the word of God, either spoken, rhema, or written, logos, will be effectual in our lives. If you accept it in faith and act upon it, hallelujah. The centurion said, "I'm not worthy to come to my house. Just say a word." This is faith at work, hallelujah. The centurion said, "I'm not worthy to come under my house. Just say a word." This is faith at work, hallelujah. Another way to make the word of God effectual in our life is to be the doer of the word. It's to be the doer of the word. Peter did not only listen to the word, but acted the doer of the word. "Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Hallelujah. At thy word, I will let down the net. Hallelujah. Peter acted upon the word. Peter was the doer of the word. And faith pushed him to do that. Hallelujah. The centurion acted upon faith in the word of God. Hallelujah. So how to make the word effective in our life? We must act in faith and we must be the doer of the word. Hallelujah. Why do we need the word? Why do we need the word? Let's consider one or two or three. The reason why we need the word. The word has power. The word of God is powerful. And we need to learn. The word of God is powerful. And we need to lean on it. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse number 12. "For the word of God is quick and powerful. And sharper than two-edged sword. Piercing even to the divided asunder of the soul and spirit. And of the joint and marrow. And is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart." Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is potent. The word of God is strong. "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joint and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart." Hallelujah. The word of God is powerful. That is the reason why we need the word of God. Hallelujah. Two-edged sword, Rome fire or Micaiah. Hallelujah. Two-edged sword, the Rome fire. Two-edged sword, the Micaiah, the sword. The sword. Hallelujah. Another reason why we need the word is truth. John 17, verse 17. Christ said something. I wanted to take it. John 17, verse 17. "Sanctify them through thy word. Sanctify them through thy truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Hallelujah. Sanctify them through thy truth. The word is truth. Jesus Christ asked his Father God to sanctify his disciples with the word of truth. Hallelujah. The word is truth. And it sanctifies us with the truth. That's the main reason why we need the word. It has spoken or written, either rhema or logos. Hallelujah. The reason why we need the word is because it is eternal. It is eternal. Matthew 24 verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Hallelujah. These were the exact words of Jesus Christ. Matthew 24 verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Eternal. Hallelujah. The word, either spoken or written. Hallelujah. Either Rhema or Logos. Hallelujah. The reason why we need a word is it gives life, or we need the word for a living. The word of God is necessary to us because it gives us life. Hallelujah. Jesus in his response to the devil upon temptation in Luke 4 verse 4, Jesus said, and Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Hallelujah. The word there is the written word, and that is Logos. And that is Logos and not Rhema. And Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God gives us life. The word of God gives us life. That's the main reason why we need the word of God. Hallelujah. We need the word of God for identification purposes. We need the word of God for identification. The word of God identifies us as children of God. We need the identification in our Christian endeavors. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4 verse number 22. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words. And that word there is Logos, which proceed out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Hallelujah. It was when Jesus Christ went to the temple and delivered sermons from the scriptures. And the Pharisees and Sadducees and everyone who was there at that time marveled. And all bear with him witness and wondered at the gracious word. The word there is Logos, written word, which proceed out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Hallelujah. The word of God gives us identification as children of God. Hallelujah. We need the word of God because it is powerful, it is potent. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intent of the heart. Hallelujah. We need the word of God because the word of God is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. That word is truth. Hallelujah. John 17:17. We need the word of God because the word of God, either Rhema or Logos, is eternal. Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words, Logos, shall not pass away. Hallelujah. We need the word of God because it gives us life. The word of God is necessary to us because it gives us life. Jesus, in his response to the devil, when tempted in Luke 4 verse 4, and Jesus answered him saying, it is written that man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word of God. Hallelujah. We need the word of God because it gives us an identification as children of God. The word of God identifies us as children of God, and we need that education in our Christian endeavors. Luke chapter 4 verse number 22, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words, Logos, which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God, Rhema, or Logos, is what we need and to trust on. The word is powerful and everlasting. Stick to the word of God and be saved. Hallelujah. Let's go back to our foundation text as a way of concluding remarks. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1 verse number 38 from the King James. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. 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 Search for Pastor Edu wherever you get your podcast And remember to subscribe to my podcast. Stay blessed, stay focused, and stay in the faith. Amen.